A rescue operation is underway after a church school collapse on the outskirts of Haiti's capital, burying dozens in rubble and killing at least 50 people, many of them children. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Rescue crews raced frantically through the night to reach students trapped in the rubble of a collapsed school, digging under the glare of footlights in a disaster where at least 50 people have already died. The three-story La Promesse school caved in while classes were in session, and according to the Civil Protection Service, some of the walls and debris crushed neighbouring residences near Port-au-Prince. Volunteers arrived at the school with shovels and axes and said they would try to deliver water to others trapped inside, while United Nations peacekeeping and Haitian police tried to clear a path for three battalions of military engineers from Brazil, Chile and Ecuador to assist in the rescue. It's not known how many students were in the school when it collapsed on Friday, but authorities said roughly 500 children and teenagers typically crowded into the three-story concrete building, which served classes from kindergarten through to high school. The local mayor said the concrete building's third story was still under construction and appealed for more help with the rescue operation. Haitian President René Préval also visited the scene to offer his sympathy. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere and has been struggling to recover from widespread riots over rising food prices and a string of hurricanes and tropical storms that killed nearly 800 people. I'm Lydia O'Kane.